Drive Time on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time is where we are on the dial, 91.3. 072-238-0712. Get you to our WhatsApp page. Feel free to query, comment and criticize. 47913 if you still do the old-fashioned SMS thing. The Chinese community has taken anti-Chinese hate speech, or the issue of it, to the Equality Court. The case concerns a series of comments by individuals that were posted on the Facebook pages of Carte Blanche and something called the Karoo Donkey Sanctuary. Online, as chairperson of the Chinese Association, that by the way has been going since 1903, very old, Francis Lai Hong. Francis, welcome to the show.
Hello, Shippy.
Hello to you. Chinese Association, particularly in Gauteng, been going since 1903. That's a couple of years.
It's a good number of years. Yeah, it goes back almost a century and a bit.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that because that tells us that the Chinese community in South Africa has been here for a very long time.
Well, they would even go back as far as the first Chinese that ever came into South Africa, even dates back to the 17th century.
Indeed. In fact, the Tanubara Cemetery above Cape Town has got some very, very old Chinese graves there, buried in the very old, old way. But let's get to the matters at hand. The hate speech, what drove the people to embark upon hate speech, if there is any reason we can think of? Carte Blanche and something called the Karoo Donkey Sanctuary. What's the history of this?
Well, it goes back a couple of years, but there were the screening of a incident where donkeys were skinned, and this was broadcast on Carte Blanche, and the Karoo Donkey Sanctuary also expressed, there were quite a few comments expressed on the Carte Blanche and Facebook pages of Donkey Karoo Sanctuary. Some of them were quite nasty, in response to what we also consider not a good act on the part of certain individuals. But what actually then came about was the complete crucification of the entire Chinese community in South Africa, you know, which we feel was totally uncalled for. And we were asking ourselves, you know, where did this inherent hatred of Chinese people come from? And, you know, why was it targeted to us as a marginalized community?
Yeah, it's pretty weird, isn't it? I suppose racism has never been a science. It's just a raw emotion, and a very ugly raw emotion at that. So what eventually drove the association to go to the Equality Court? Because it must have gone on for a while and then become unbearable.
Yeah, the actual facts of the case are that we chose the 11 respondents that we thought were the worst comments, but actually there is no dividing line. You know, there were in excess of 200 comments that were expressed equally distasteful undignified remarks against the Chinese, but we couldn't take everyone to court, and so we thought we would take the worst 11, and again, you know, the dividing line for the worst 11 is not an absolute thing. There were some equally disgusting comments posted on Facebook. So we decided to actually take action against them by going to the Equality Court and hopefully set a precedent for future situations where hate speech is involved, that say that it's not okay to actually attack any community or any individual in that manner, you know, to make him feel, to take away his human dignity and to take away his feeling of worth and to actually denigrate him into such a situation that he is made the target of the sins of a few or a relatively small group of people which exist in all communities.
No, absolutely. This, unfortunately, is the characteristic of xenophobia, another term for racism, where a very tiny minority may indulge in a certain kind of behavior, and the whole community is branded with that same kind of behavior. And I'm not going to go and use examples on that issue because I think everybody knows what I'm driving at. What could be the outcome after you've gone to the Equality Court? What will happen to these 11 people? Will they be made to apologize? Will they be fined? Or could they face jail time?
That will depend on the court, but what we're really aiming for is unconditional apology for what was said. You know, we all make remarks in the heat of the moment, so we understand that, you know, we don't want these people to be hanged for these sins. And we're not doing it in an antagonistic manner. What we do seek, though, is the unconditional apology and also interdict preventing future outbursts of this nature. And we would also suggest that these respondents do some kind of social service. Either, you know, perhaps we can turn this thing around and make these people actually police future hate speech that appears on any of the social media channels and actually make them report these or condemn these statements. Maybe we can turn that around in the favor for all concerned, not just the Chinese community, you know. We're basically saying, you know, what we want from this is hate speech is not okay. We're attacked by anybody, and if you do partake in this, please be prepared to suffer the consequences financially or otherwise socially, where you'll be named and shamed in court.
No, absolutely. I mean, actions do have to have consequences. You can't just go and destroy somebody's character or their integrity in an extremely ugly fashion and walk away and expect you're not going to have some kind of a comeback.
Exactly, yeah.
So when exactly is this case going to be heard?
The case is actually set for the 25th of March in the South Gauteng High Court. So this will take place, I'm sure it won't be over in a day. I'm sure it will run its course over a few days or perhaps even a week. But we will see when the time arrives.
And have the respondents been informed that they are going to be having a day in court?
They have all been informed for quite some time now. You know, the sheriff served notices on each of them. And the mixed response, some were very apologetic, some were actually astounded that the consequences of such a thing could be so grave, you know, since the Momberg and the Penny Sparrow case. So a lot of them have employed their own attorneys to defend their situations. Some are unrepentant, and they will have their day in court, I hope.
Wow, some are unrepentant. That certainly is...
We have people that actually have come out with apologies, with conditions, you know, and some hide behind the fact that they are protagonists of animal cruelty. You know, those are no excuses for saying that you can have an opinion, but you don't have to insult other people or actually, you know, get so nasty that you actually say the things that you do, as they did on Facebook.
No, absolutely. And let's hope this all has a happy ending. Chinese Association, which has been in doing the round since 1903, has taken an issue of anti-Chinese hate speech to the Equality Court, 25th of March. Look out for this space, an interesting development on our constitutional landscape. Francis Lai Hong, chairperson of the Chinese Association, everything of the best.
Thank you very much. Rafiq, just a correction. Technically, I'm the vice chairman of the association.
Vice chairman. All right. Yeah. Sorry. So then just in case the chairperson got very angry with you. All right. All the best. All right. Okay.
Thank you very much, Rafiq.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the Cutty Edge.